When Christmas comes around, many people start thinking of presents or gifts. Some people wait till the last minute to get everything wrapped up, and some folks are still going out on Christmas Eve to get their Christmas shopping done. Others plan months in advance. Some even go Christmas shopping for next year during the after Christmas sales for this year. I can't get presents too early because I'm always afraid that I'm going to tell people what I got for them. It's hard for me to keep it a surprise. In the midst of gift giving, sending out cards, family and friend get-togethers, our attention can get torn away from why so many of us celebrate Christmas to begin with. It was a present, but it was a present that no mere human being could ever give, which is the source and the center and foundation of what we celebrate in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, or the Advent. The greatest gift that could ever be given could never just be material possessions or even seeing family again during a sentimental time of the year. It's a present that a few days off from work could never come close to celebrating or observing and recognizing. It's the gift of the one true and living God giving of his Son, Jesus Christ, to become incarnate and take on a human nature, so that he could give himself as a perfect gift of a sacrifice to save us from our sins. This time of year, it's a joyful time for some, and it's harder for others. And some of us are facing difficulties that we didn't think was even a possibility at this time last year. Some of us feel like this time of year is filled with a bunch of expectations that we could never meet. And some of us feel exhausted by the commercialism and at times the plastic-like sentimentality that often permeates the culture. And yet, here we are. Friends, as Christmas comes around this week, don't let it crush you, but let it turn your eyes to the one who was crushed for us as a gift from God for our salvation. Listen to Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 25. And you can follow along quietly on the front of the bulletin. Quote, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins." Unquote. Truly, the greatest gift that could ever be given is this: justification by Jesus Christ's grace as a gift, redemption in Jesus Christ, who purchased our freedom from bondage to sin and to a future eternal wrath that we deserve for our sins. We celebrate not only Christmas this time of year, but as we do all year round, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why would we talk about sin, blood, justification, redemption, propitiation, and faith at Christmas time? You might respond, "I don't want this talk of sin and blood and all of these things as part of my observation and even celebration of Christmas this time of year." Well, why would we talk about all of this? Because the Trinity, the one true and living God who eternally exists as one God in three persons of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has given us a present or a gift that we don't deserve. And in our sin and blindness, too often we don't even recognize that we need. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have poured out his mercy and grace upon hopeless and sorrowful sinners. Some of us have a couple days off this week. Others of us have to go to work this week. Well, friends, don't let this week go by without meditating upon this truth of this gift. That though we have rebelled against God and fall short of his glory, he sent his Son to be named Jesus, salvation, Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. And he justified a people, not because of anything that they have done. Jesus suffered the scorn of men. Men spit upon him, whipped him, and condemned him to be cursed by being hung upon a cross. He took the sin of his people upon himself and drank the full cup of God's wrath that his people deserved. And that's what propitiation means. Jesus satisfied the wrath of God for the sins of his people. He who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God, as 2 Corinthians chapter 5 explains. And then 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the dead. Because of his great sacrificial love for us, we can be counted free if we would only repent and believe in Jesus. So friends and brothers and sisters, don't let this week go by without taking time to meditate upon this greatest present that could ever be given. In Jesus Christ, we have the unstoppable love of God for his people. Even as many of us celebrate the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, so also set your hope upon his final return. Even as the Jews long for the coming of the Messiah, so he has come. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. As Psalm chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." This is the gift of God in Christ. Refugee status, asylum in his glorious kingdom, a citizenship in the kingdom of heaven that we do not deserve. Friends, celebrate God's gift of salvation, reconciliation, and ultimately his final coming in the future of bringing all of his people to himself through this glorious gift of Jesus Christ this week.